This is VOA News via remote.
I'm Laurel Bowman. U.S. senators are considering cuts to President Joe Biden's $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief bill as they await a ruling on whether the measure can include raising the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour. A decision is expected soon on whether Senator Bernie Sanders' proposed minimum wage increase is allowed under Senate rules. The U.S. House of Representatives votes on the relief package on Friday. Meantime, the Republican leaders in the U.S. Senate and House of Representatives, those are Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy, are attempting to rally their caucuses against Democratic President Joe Biden's massive bill and get them off of internal hostilities over the January 6th Capitol riot and former President Donald Trump's impeachment. U.S. regulators are saying that the single-shot Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccine is safe and effective. The J&J vaccine is set to become the third COVID-19 vaccine to be authorized in the U.S. It's being touted as a cost-effective alternative to the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines. Armenian Prime Minister Nikol Pashinyan warned of an attempted military coup against him on Thursday, and tens of thousands took to the streets to support him after the army demanded he and his government resign. Russia, which is an ally of Armenia and has a military presence there, said it was alarmed by events in the former Soviet Republic and called for the situation to be resolved peacefully and within the Constitution. Iran state media is reporting that Iran has dismissed as immature a statement by a UN investigator regarding Iran's explanation of shooting down a Ukrainian passenger jet last year.